USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over a dozen Mexican soldiers were detained for several hours at the border as it crossed into El Paso, Texas. So says U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The 14 soldiers saying they didn't realize they had crossed illegally into the United States, and U.S. Customs and Border agents secured their weapons and equipment for safety processing. All 14 soldiers, their equipment and vehicles were returned to Mexico. Meanwhile, in Perry, Georgia on Saturday night...
I told you so during the election and during the campaign. Inflation is skyrocketing. Unemployment is rising at a level that nobody can believe.
Former President Trump is at the Georgia National Fairgrounds for a Save America rally. Other speakers at the rally include Senate candidate Herschel Walker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A photographer is speaking out after people are using his photo for political gain.
The photographer behind images depicting Border Patrol agents on horseback told El Paso's KTSM things are not exactly what they seem when it comes to the photos. From certain angles, it appears to show Border Patrol whipping migrants, but photographer Paul Ratji said he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone.
The Haitian men started running, trying to go around the horses. And that's kind of when the whole thing happened. I didn't ever see him with anybody.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A federal judge is temporarily blocking New York City's vaccination mandate for schools. The ruling coming after the city announced last month that teachers and school staff had to get at least the first dose of a coronavirus vaccine by the end of September. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United States authorities have cleared thousands of illegal immigrants from under the Del Rio International Bridge in Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is saying up to 30,000 illegal immigrants had gathered there since September 9th, with about 8,000 choosing to return to Mexico, over 12,000 to have asylum requests heard by a judge, and the status of about 5,000 still yet to be determined. This as some are raising concerns over the seemingly lax COVID-19 protocols for illegal immigrants. Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, one of them.
Well, it's about a double standard. This is what is so aggravating. You know, here we are making people go into their workplace and get a COVID vaccine, wear a mask, and yet the border is wide open, and even the two U.S. senators from New Mexico voted against mandatory COVID testing for migrants coming here illegally.
The New Mexico congresswoman speaking on Fox News. The House is expected to vote on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Monday. Hawaii Democratic Congressman Ed Kay says that when the House votes, members must make some simple choices.
Do you support a generational investment in our infrastructure for Democrats? Do you support a central pillar in President Biden's budget? And for all of us, do you support a Congress that works? And I think that that's going to happen at the end of the day.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.